A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. For the Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Beginning with Easter and up through last Sunday, our Gospels have been what we call the post-resurrection narratives. They're the stories of Jesus appearing to the disciples and others, and they give us great insights into who Jesus was after the resurrection, and then, of course, who you and I will be after our own impending death and resurrection. So let me just quickly revisit those. If you listen to them carefully, you will know that the post-resurrection Jesus possessed a real physical body. He was not a ghost or a spirit. Remember that he ate a meal with the disciples at Emmaus. And then last Sunday's gospel, he cooked fish for the disciples and ate a meal with them. Ghosts don't eat a meal. Remember when he appeared to Thomas, he said, "Put your finger in the nail marks and your hand in my side." So the post-resurrection Jesus possessed a real physical body. Secondly, he was somehow different in appearance than the pre-resurrection Jesus. Remember, if you read all of those stories, no one ever recognizes him. Remember Mary Magdalene on Easter morning. She finds the empty tomb, and then she turns and assumes him to be the gardener. And it's only when he speaks her name that she recognizes him. Remember the two disciples later on Easter Sunday walking to Emmaus. We're told that Jesus walked the whole way with them, explained the scriptures, then sat down and shared a meal with them, and they said it was in the breaking of the bread that they recognized him, and he immediately vanished from their sight. Someday, you're going to be walking down a street in heaven. It's going to be like a perfect July day in the Erie, and you're going to stop dead in your tracks because there in front of you is going to be a guy who is just the perfect chiseled hunk of masculinity. And you're going to say to yourself, you know, God spent a lot of time making him. And then a light bulb's going to go off in your head, and you're going to say, "Oh my gosh, that's Father Kriegel." I'm not going to look like this the next time around, trust me. So there's a real physical body, but somehow different in appearance. And thirdly, the post-resurrection Jesus transcends the limitations of time and space. Remember, we were told that the disciples were in the upper room with the doors and windows locked, and all of a sudden, Jesus appears in their midst. When the disciples at Emmaus recognized him, we're told that he disappeared. We celebrate Easter and 40 days later, the Ascension. Scripture scholars tell us, however, that all of this probably happened on one day. And so if you look at where Jesus was, in that period of time, he was all over the place. So a real physical body, different in appearance and transcending the limitations of time and space. What does medical science tell us? When they have explored people who have had near-death experiences, they all tell of three things happening. They talk about being walking or moving through a passageway toward a bright, warm light that they can't wait to get to. Secondly, they're completely aware of what is happening back here. And thirdly, and most interesting, when they realize they're being resuscitated and brought back to life, they don't want to come back. The freedom from the limitations of time and space are too great. And so when you put together what we know from scripture and what limited knowledge we have from medical science, death is not all that bad. Death, because of the resurrection, is but a door to a new and eternal day. Amen.